listening to this, Katrina Ruan from Sinn Féin. Katrina, good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
Why did your party ignore, in terms of giving a substantive reply, to the most senior judge in this country? Why did McGuinness not ensure, Martin McGuinness, ensure that there was a reply given?
Well, as you'll know, Stephen, OFMDFM, the Office of First and Deputy First Minister, is a joint office. And the only way a response can be given is if it's an agreed response. Peter Robinson won't agree to a reply criticising his own minister, Edwin Poots. Martin McGuinness is very supportive of Declan Morgan's comments. I've spoken to Martin about the remarks made by Edwin Poots on a number of occasions.
Martin McGuinness is his own man. He could have written back if he wanted to, presumably, to the Lord Chief Justice.
No,
he could have written a letter as a leader of Sinn Féin.
Well,
he didn't.
Well, Martin McGuinness couldn't respond as Deputy First Minister. And the appropriate response here would have been from First and Deputy First Minister. It wouldn't have been appropriate for Martin to write as leader of Sinn Féin, because what Declan Morgan made some very, very valid comments. And I listened to Paul Given being very critical of the judiciary, and I think that is absolutely disgraceful, because we need independence between the executive and the judiciary. And to be honest, I was surprised he wasn't asked. Paul Given is chair of the Justice Committee, and he made comments that I believe should not have been made. Edwin Poots was wrong in what he said, and I remember there was a gasp in the chamber the day he made those comments. And basically what's happened here is the DUP are dancing on the head of a pin, because what they want to do is justify their stance on discriminating against gay men. And that's what this is all about. And can you
Well, Paul Given, you will want to reply to that.
But sorry.
And the minister would say, Katrina.
Sorry, Stephen.
Well, the minister would say, Katrina, wouldn't he, that he's not discriminating against gay men, that he is going through the courts, he's going through proper process. Whether he thinks that during that proper process there would be a circling of the wagons is another matter.
Well, there's two issues here. The first issue is that Edwin Poots is squandering and wasting public money by defending the indefensible, discrimination. And that's what it is. The long and short of it. Yes, Edwin Poots is responsible for the safety of the blood supply. The way you deal with safety is you test it. But what you don't do is discriminate against gay men, and you test the wide range of potential dangers for our blood supply. And that's what they do in the rest of the world. But the second issue here, and a very important issue, is independence of the judiciary. And the comments that have been made by Edwin Poots as minister, and that's very, very serious, and equally by Paul Given as chair of the Justice Committee. I'm quoting from comments he said, and it's a quote, it's not me saying this, the judiciary need to be careful that they don't get too precious about their status. Now, please, where in the world would a politician say that? That's absolutely disgraceful. We've had devolution of policing and justice. We are building policing and first-class policing and justice. And what we need now to do is that we work in a democratic way.
Yeah.
Edwin Poots' remarks were not working in a democratic way. He did not... these remarks should not have been made, and they do have the potential to undermine confidence in the judiciary.
So Paul Given, here we have Sinn Féin this morning standing up for the courts in this, our United Kingdom. And here we have the DUP, according to the most senior judge in this country, damaging public confidence in the courts in the United Kingdom. My goodness, how times have changed.
Well actually, Stephen...
Indeed, Stephen, how times have changed. And I think your listeners will be pinching themselves now that we have Sinn Féin, the robust defenders of the judiciary, given the past when Republicans... Given in the past when Republicans were actively trying to murder judges, and indeed were successful at murdering judges, but now they are defending the judicial independence that they have, as do I. I defend their judicial independence. What I do not defend is... having an environment whereby you can never be critical of what judges do. They are there to make decisions, and they are subject to fair comment whenever they make those decisions, and those comments will be made by elected representatives. And I hear politicians from all sides being critical of decisions that judges take on particular issues. But because of this particular issue to do with what has been characterised as gay blood, it is being used by Sinn Féin to try and score political points. And let me, for the record, make it clear that this is not about gay blood. Gay men can donate blood. They can. They can go down and donate blood. People who can't donate blood are individuals that engage in a higher risk sexual activity. And that includes men who have sex with men, as it does prostitutes, as it does other categories. But it seems on this particular issue that it has become a cause to do with the homosexual community to pursue, whenever that's actually not what this is about.
This isn't what this story is about today, Paul. This story is about the judiciary being undermined by a government minister.
Well,
that's what this story is about.
Let me be categoric. The DUP support judicial independence, and we believe that they act with integrity, and we believe that judges are impartial.
Do they ever circle the wagons, Paul?
And that there is fairness in
Do they ever circle the wagons?
Where that concern comes in is decisions taken on sensitive issues where we believe judges are interpreting the Human Rights Act as a basis for taking decisions that should be left for the Assembly to do.
Okay.
Could I come back there? Because, you know, of course politicians and anyone in society can make fair comment. This is not about fair comment. This is about a minister of the executive making comments that have the potential to undermine the judiciary. And we spent, in Paul's party and mine and other parties, we spent months and years devising policing and justice, debating every single aspect of it, so we never move into the way it was in the past. And it is really important that what we do is support the democratic structures that we have created, and also respect the independence of judiciary and executive. And the problem here, and it worries me, that the chair of our Justice Committee does not see that, or is he so blind to defending the indefensible comments made by his minister? And the other question that has to be asked here is, where is the voice of Peter Robinson, the party leader, who nominated that minister and who also nominated Paul to chair of the Justice Committee?
Mike Nesbitt, you're wanting in.
Stephen, I just wanted to say I'm not going to descend into the party politics that this has become. This is a matter of democratic principle. And yes, there was a time when there were people who did not recognise our courts. And there may be no difference in kind between that and this, but there's a huge difference in degree between saying you don't recognise the courts and suggesting you might not accept the impartiality and neutrality of our judges. Both, though, do serve to undermine the authority of the courts and public confidence in the courts, and simply it needs to be corrected. And equally, for the head of one of the three branches of our government to wait 8 months to hear from the leaders of another branch is not acceptable, and it simply needs addressed. Nobody said politics in this country was going to be easy, but people need to man up on this occasion, address the principle. It's not about gay blood. It's about the principles of democracy. Let's just get on with it.
OK, Paul Given, will the First Minister now write substantively to Sir Declan Morgan and give him the reply that the Lord Chief Justice is asking for?
Well, clearly this issue needs to be resolved. The Lord Chief Justice obviously has went public with this, and clearly it is a matter that he wants some resolution to. I have no doubt that Peter Robinson will have been listening to that, and I have no doubt that he will respond accordingly. I think it could have been handled in a much better way by the Lord Chief Justice. I don't think it was necessary to have went public in this manner, but nevertheless, he has taken that course of action, and I'm sure Peter Robinson is listening.
And what do you mean that the Lord Chief Justice and judges shouldn't be too precious about their role? What did you mean by that?
That comes into this argument that I think is one that we should debate as a society, and that is who ultimately will take decisions on sensitive matters. Let's put it out there. Gay marriage, for example. Is that something that should be decided by a judge, or is it something that should be decided by Parliament? My view is it should be decided by Parliament. The decision taken at Westminster last year to recognise gay marriage is something that I disagree with. But nevertheless, I have to respect that decision because they are democratically elected people. Had a judge in England, however, introduced gay marriage, that would have lacked credibility because it would have lacked a mandate to do so. Likewise, if in Northern Ireland this goes before the courts and a judge decides through the Human Rights Act, which some of the judiciary believe is a licence for them to take these type of decisions, it will not lack credibility, nor will it lack authority. If the Assembly decides to do that, I'll have to respect that. So that is a debate that I think we can have beyond this particular issue, where authority lies in taking decisions in our society. Is it politicians? Is it the judiciary? I believe it's the politicians, and I would defend Katrina Ryan's right and Mike Nesbitt's right to be making these decisions in our Assembly. It is not, in my view, a matter for the judiciary to be deciding on very sensitive social policy matters.
Okay. Paul, thank you. Katrina, thank you. Mike Nesbitt, thank you. 08459 555 678. 13 minutes to 10. We will stay across this story for you this week. So a number of undertakings from us. We will continue to ask OFM, DFM, the Office of the First and Deputy First Minister. We will continue to ask them how and when they are going to respond to the Lord Chief Justice. And we will also put in a formal question to the DUP this morning, straight after this show, to ask if the First Minister defends Edwin Poot's comments that he believes that he may not get fairness in the Court of Appeal. Does the First Minister in this country criticise or defend Minister Poots for publicly stating that he may not get fairness in the Court of Appeal? And we will come back to this tomorrow and we will tell you what the First Minister of this country, Peter Robinson, how he feels about those comments.